I really appreciate Pastor Joel, and don't you all appreciate him? God, give him a hand. Grabe talaga. Pastor Joel, words cannot fail to describe just the gratitude I have for this man, how much he's really imparted to me. Even up to this up to this moment, and I believe that he'll be imparting a lot more. And Pastor Joel, we hope to hear from more of you imparting your life to us. No? Okay, I come here before you as a man who's not an expert. I come here as a fellow musician and a fellow servant of God. But again, through the years, I've learned a lot from people like Jam and Pastor Joel. And of course, coming into this class, I've learned a lot already from each and everyone's experiences as well. So what I'm going to present now, this is actually... I was informed to do this yesterday lang, so bear with me. But just like what Pastor Joel said, what I'm going to share today, I'm of course going to go through the material, but what I'm going to share today is more of impartation stuff that I've learned through the some of the years that I've volunteered and worked here in the ministry. So I'm really tasked to talk about recruitment and promotions. Yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about. And Pastor Joel Kanina was talking about 1 Chronicles 25, right? Chapter 25. But there was 1 Chronicles chapter 15. In chapter 25, it was stated there that they were able to, it was established there that they were able to find skilled musicians. And Pastor Joel already emphasized the importance that there has to be skilled musicians. Amen? We need skilled people. Okay? Hindi lang kung sino-sino lang. Of course, the heart is there. But the skill is very important, all right? So, and I believe that's why all of you are here today, okay? But then, before chapter 25 came chapter 15. What happened in chapter 15? And let me walk you through that. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 16, and we'll read up to verse 18. All right, so again, it's 1 Chronicles 15, 16 up to... To 22 na rin, sige. Kahit up to 18 lang muna, sige. So it says, where am I? David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brothers as singers to sing joyful songs accompanied by musical instruments, lyres, harps, and cymbals. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, from his brothers, Asaph, son of Berechiah, and from their brothers, the Merarites, Ethan, son of Kushiah, and with them their brothers next in rank, Zechariah, I can't read this, Uni, Elia, Benaniah, Maseah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. So here's what I'm trying to say. So sorry about that. Here's what I'm trying to say. The key word here is they appointed. There was a selection that happened. Okay? And here's the principle of recruitment and promotions. It's in your manuals. It says the ministry head or heads get to set up and exercise good marketing promotions that would get excellent musicians to the audition net. So we have to be intentional in harping that we are in need of people who will do this ministry. A few years back, when I was new when I was still a volunteer and I was new in Victory, I was a new volunteer. Ang sistema lang ng auditions parang gito lang eh. Parang guy just told me, you want to sing for the ministry? Sabi ko, yeah, sure. Sige, game. But here's the thing about history there. Guy was my discipler, so he knew me, all right? It wasn't like he just randomly selected me and just because I was singing back then in bars and all that. No, he knew me. He knew my walk with God, and, well, I think he saw it was good enough. So anyway, so he got me. It was just that way, and then I just found myself singing for the ministry. And that happened when the church, well, Ortigas, well, it was a big congregation already, but it wasn't as big as what it is today. All right? So, of course, that evolves. That has to evolve. And I understand from all of us here, we all come from different, well, in terms of size, we all have different scenarios when it comes to our churches. And it may vary, but may I just present certain principles that will help you in recruiting, in your recruitment and promotions. Of course, later on, we've evolved as we got bigger. We evolved to having auditions every Wednesday, all right? And we would have a group of volunteers being there every Wednesday. But just recently, Jam, was this 2 years ago? Mga 2 years ago or just a year ago? Just a year ago, we decided to, we felt that we needed to evolve again. Just understanding the growing needs of our church. Just less than a year ago, actually. We did it this way. This is how we do it in Ortigas. We now have it. We actually have a booth outside set up. All right. And what they just have to do is, well, in that booth, of course, there's a signage that is clear, that's artistic, of course, that would catch the artist's eye. And what all they have to do is just go to the booth, and there's someone there who would assist them for them to sign up. And when they sign up, they put in their name, their email address, and their phone number. All right, that's all they need to do. And the person who's manning the booth, we supply him and we orient him already on frequently asked questions. Frequently asked questions that some of the signees may have. So somewhat we've already established that. So all the person needs to do is do that, and then within 2 days they receive a text message telling them their schedule for the auditions. And our auditions, it happens monthly, okay? So it's important for us to have that visible, to have our collaterals visible. Because as it's said here in the pointers, great musicians don't volunteer in public. You get them by influence and valid recommendation. So, of course, recommendation is there. You recommend someone to come in. But what I'm trying to say is, with my example, is that you need to make your processes very clear, and you have to allow they have to know where to go when they need to sign up. Because like anyone, I guess not just musicians, but anyone would, I think in our culture, our Filipino culture, we're a bit shy. We don't just present ourselves to do this, right? Can I just sing and do that? Most of the time, we just need to know where to go. So it's important for us. One way is to get for recommendations to happen, and of course, another would be for that it would be you'd have a clear place where they can go for those signups to happen. Second point would be sure to put a highly qualified and competent music director who has the anointing to spot able musicians. Highly qualified and competent music director. Go ahead. Great musicians don't volunteer in public. You get them by influence and valid recommendation. So I guess the key word there is don't, and the next is influence. So the second bullet talks about being sure to put a highly qualified and competent music director who has the anointing to spot able musicians as well. Now, it's pretty self-explanatory, but maybe some of you here are encountering this question right now as you're looking at this bullet. You're probably thinking, who can I put there? I mean, does it have to be me? If say you're the leader of the music ministry in your church, whether you're a full-time, you're doing it on a full-time basis, or if you're doing it on a voluntary basis, you're probably thinking, that's a lot to do. I've got a lot. That's a pretty much. You know, I have to write songs, and now I have to spot everyone. So what I'd like to say about this point is that it doesn't have to be just you. You just need to be able to find the person who has that anointing. It could be on a voluntary basis, all right? When me and Jam, when we do our auditions, we do it in two separate rooms. So it's either he does the musicians, and I audition the singers, or vice versa. We switch, you know, when we get bored, and let's try something. No, I'm just kidding. But we just switch from time to time, and with us in that room are other volunteers, all right? So we're able to split up because of the number of people coming in. We can do that, but it would be impossible for us to really perform a good auditions, all right, if it was just the two of us. So we always make sure that we have able and competent volunteers who are with us. So be able to spot those people. The third bullet would be very specific to inform the date, time, and place of the audition. Be very specific to inform the date, time, and audition. All right? I was guilty of this before. As a volunteer, someone would come up to me and ask, "Kailan ba ang auditions ninyo?" All right? When the audition? And I would be, "Ah, basta every Wednesday. Just show up every Wednesday." And siguro, because nahihiya na sila or they're probably shy to ask more details, like, oh sure. Normally, they just do that. So when we give out information, whether you're being asked, be sure to say the exact day, the exact time, and the exact place for it to happen, all right? And in our context in Ortigas, like I said earlier, there's a sign-up booth where they sign in those informations, and they get a texting all those pertinent informations or all those important things that they need to know. The exact date, time, and who to look for, okay? And the fourth bullet talks about, am I going too fast? Okay lang. Or do you have any questions so far? Okay lang, okay. Shoo, cool. Bait nyo. Okay. If you have any thoughts, just go ahead and ask me, all right? Feel free to interrupt. Fourth point says, point applicants to the music director as he would be the most influential music figure to the musician applicants. Be the most influential music figure to the musician applicants. All right, so this would be maybe the worship pastors, if there are worship pastors here, and some of the music directors here as well. Okay, that would be the people to look for. Before, when we used to do it on a weekly basis, it would come out on the screen. All right, and then it would have our names right there. Look for Jam and Mike. Of course, now we do it differently. Like I mentioned earlier, we just had the booth. But before, when we did it that way, when we had it in the loop, and we had our names right there, all right? So we had that. And of course, another point is we attract who we are. That's why it's very important, like what Pastor Joel said earlier when he was talking about and exhorting 1 Corinthians 25, rather 1 Chronicles 25. He was talking about skill. And this is the importance of putting people there who are skillful and who have integrity of heart. That if you put someone there, he may be skillful, pero yung attitude naman niya down the stage is really bad. Then that's the kind of people you're going to attract on your auditions. You'll be coming up, they'd probably be good, but they'd probably be cocky or arrogant. All right? And of course, we don't want to pass people like that, right? Of course, later on, Jam will talk about the audition process, what goes on there, and what we're really looking for. But we don't want to attract that kind of people. What we want to put is people up there who are skillful, both skillful and have integrity of heart. Okay? So, where am I? All right. And we're talking about the announcements. Okay, so announcements could be on the video loops, on the LCD screens, all right? You could do that. If you have a communications department in your church, tie up with that person, team up with that person in your church. Communication is very important for promoting your auditions. Again, whether you want to do it on a weekly basis or if you want to do it on a monthly basis, like how we do it, it depends. The important thing is, when we do our communications, we don't just act on our own. We ask the help of our communications department in our church to help us do that. What's good about that is that you don't have to think about, you know, flooding it on Facebook, although of course you can do that. But you have other departments helping you do that, so you could do and concentrate on the other things you need to do. All right? So another way would be social media. Of course, you could make use of the people who are involved with communications in your church, okay? and bumper spiel by the preaching pastor during services. In my experience, this would be the most effective. Would you agree? I mean, I don't know how it is with you guys, but for us, the most effective medium would still be the preacher or one of the people, you know, during their announcement saying it. And usually that's when people come in. So, but of course, you can have all these things happening at the same time. Okay, I'm presenting these things not as options, but as mediums. Meaning this all can happen simultaneously. While there's the image coming out, the LCD, while social media is happening, there's also the, you know, okay? So that's it for me for promotions and auditions. I'd like to call Pastor Jam.
Medyo bago yung format natin ngayon, no? We have our very own people talking about a topic that's really, I'm sure a lot of us are already doing this. So why are we talking about it right now? Because it's an important conversation that we need to have. I hope we realize that. Why are we talking about recruitment and auditions when in fact we're already doing that and you already might have a successful program in your hands. But we may never know that what some other churches are doing can benefit us and make us better. So right now, before we give the floor to Pastor Jam, can we have some questions? This is Shineri ni Mike. Ito ka muna siguro, Mike. And some of the other guys can just jump in. Can we just start some sort of conversation lang? Usap lang tayo. Let's talk about what challenges you are facing in your context, how much of what Mike talked to us about helped you or made you think about what you're doing, things like that. Anyone want to get this started? This is what's great about an open forum. We can start talking about things. Go.
Di ba may kasama ka na parang in the auditions, you'll get other musicians.
We have somebody who cannot understand Tagalog for the benefit of everyone.
I didn't notice her there. So, you get someone to be part of the auditioners, ba tawag dun? Mag-go audition. So, are you setting them up to audition by themselves eventually? Or laging together with you?
Well, we've always made it a principle we have to be there. Later on, Pastor Jam is going to talk about more of the details, the stuff that happened in the audition, why it's important to have your main person involved with the music ministry, whether it's a full-time or a volunteer person, basta yung main person mo there. You will know the importance of having that later on. Because again, I just talked about the promotions, just, you know, making it loud. Hey, we're having an audition. Later on, Jam's gonna go in the details of the auditions and what really happens there. And you will see the importance of having your main guy there. So to answer your question, you have to have, if you're the one handling the ministry, you have to be there all the time. What you're setting up are people who will be with you. But it will, well, as for us, this is a practice that we were doing. We make it a point that both of us were there at all times.
My question is, di ba may kasama kayong volunteers to help you out in the audition?
Ah, yes, yes.
So my question is, are you training them in the future for them to be the ones to audition other people?
Yeah, in fact, yes, that's the reason why they're there. Apart from them being victory group leaders, so that if ever that the person doesn't have a victory group, if we make it an excuse for them to be plugged into a victory group. Other than that, they're there to observe, not just to play, not to observe, but to actually ask questions with us. Actually, that will be answered later on with Jam, how we actually do it and what really goes on in the audition proper. But again, what I was talking about earlier was the recruitment process, at least the marketing part, how it could you could make it known. Yeah.
Regarding that specific area of getting volunteer musicians who can spot able musicians, I think we can really be, we can add into that, that we make clear to that volunteer who will assess auditionees, what standard are we getting, or how high the standard is.
True.
In getting volunteers, because it might, you maybe you, the volunteer musician you're getting might have another standard, or for him, for her, it would it's pasado or it's passed, but in your own standard it's failed. You know.
That's the reason why it's very important you are there. You're all there. We are all hired by the church because they believe in us, that we have a certain standard of skill that will help this church bring it to the next level. So that's why it's very important that you're there, because you're not only there to provide that standard, but you're also there to spot. You can also spot somebody who has a high standard. That's why when you bring along a volunteer, you bring along somebody that you envision someday will replace you. That's just like what Jay was asking a while ago. You have that always mindset of envisioning that does this guy can replace me someday with the same kind of passion for the Lord, or even more, and a higher set of skills than I. So that's it. That's the way to bring this ministry to the next level. And
can we just do it, the question and answer later on? Because if you have a question, maybe you can just have a question regarding the promotion, not
Mike's. What Mike shared. Yeah. So if it's overlapping with Jam, yeah. you can answer it later.
Because some of the question is with the other sessions.
If the ones that are just related with Mike.
Recruitment. Yeah. Sir, Exil.
One last question and then we'll have Jam.
Mike, you're talking about during the audition proper or
no, I'm talking about harping the auditions, the recruitment, promotions.
I'll just ask later.
Okay. So thank you very much.
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Charles. Good question.